Welcome back, WNST Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. I'm already having fun with this guy here. He is a Hall of Famer. It was hard to beat him when he was on the other side. We welcome in Derek Brooks on behalf of Kay Jewelers. You said to me, my jacket, my ring, and your hat. And we're looking for places we could go. How about this shirt?
Yeah.
Frank Sager looking.
That's what I was saying. You represent a great man in the battle that he had and inspired a lot of people. So I say the combination of the four of these things, we can do great things.
My wife battled leukemia twice over the last 3 years and had her life saved on the bone marrow registry. So, you know, we try to give back and swab and get young, good-looking guys like you on the bone marrow registry to save more lives.
Well, thank you. Well, I raised my hand because I'm already there.
Nice.
So I am a registered organ donor across the board. So I told my wife, if and when the Lord calls me home, if there's anything left in this body to give someone else, by all means, do it. So, well, I understand the journey that you guys are on.
You know, we'll talk about Kay and Hall of Fame and the ring and the jacket and all that. But the first thing you said to me when you sat down is, you said, Baltimore, you got an Arena Football League team. And I'm like, Ted Leone just will be happy to hear that.
Yes.
So will Zach as well. We had a press conference last week there. Tell me about Arena Football. You're involved. I know Jaworski, Bon Jovi, Kiss was in. You know, there have been people in that have been out. But it's trying to sort of rebuild and using Baltimore, Washington, Philly, you know, as a test thing this time around.
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned that because it gives me an opportunity to say, you know, with what the Leonis family is doing, is helping, along with Jeff Vinnick, our owner, and Ron Jaworski and his group, you know, and Dan and his group out of Cleveland, is really trying to find like-minded owners such as themselves that are NBA, NHL owners that own arenas. So now when you start to switch up the ownership types, you won't have the guys that are in, the guys that are out. You have a brand that can build over time, and that's what we're trying to do. Yes, we got a few less teams, but our expansion plan is very aggressive in what we're looking to do for 2018 moving forward with the same like-minded owners with a good nucleus. And now once we do that, now for my mind, how far ahead I think, we can approach the NFL is talk about development conversations and what that looked like, because I know the NFL wants some type of development league, development partner, et cetera. Well, Arena Football could probably suffice that space once we get the right group of owners in place to do it. So we're excited to bring on Washington in Baltimore in the Tampa Bay Storm. We'll be coming up there twice to Washington and once to Baltimore. So I'm excited about it, and I'm glad that I've been involved with it the last 5 years. I had an opportunity to grow and transition away from football into the executive role, and it's been a fun ride. It's been a bumpy ride, but it's been fun.
Well, you know, it's interesting about this because I went down to the press conference and I said, I've been to all these minor league hockey, basketball, things that don't work. The thing that is interesting is how decorated the owners are, and they have deeper pockets, and they're not some guy in a, you know, basement trying to fund a football team.
Right.
That these guys know how to operate a sports franchise. And I think, you know, that's part of the soul and what Jaworski tried to get involved in. Bon Jovi tried to use it to buy an NFL team.
Exactly.
Right?
So when you look at, you know, all those things that you said, it's about what springboard forward. But we got to get that foundation set. And I think what the Leonis family has done is brought that, because they have a multitude of brands, you know, under Monumental Sports. So they bring that experience, and now we transcend that up through the league level. And that's what set the foundation for us to move forward. And what other team with this type of expansion, other than, 1996 when the Carolina Panthers and the Jacksonville Jaguars, 95, or I believe with the Jags and the Charlotte team expanded, we bringing in two teams, you know, in 1 year that's in each other's backyard. So it's that type of forward thinking. But as you said, with the proper owners in place that allows us to have that long-term vision.
Derek, you being a Hall of Famer and having the credibility that you bring as one of the great defensive players of all time, and certainly, you know, haven't been that far removed from your playing career, what do you like about Arena Football? If you're talking to NFL fans and the AFL had a boon of popularity about 10 years ago that, you know, was on ESPN and everything, but how do you sell the game to fans that love the NFL, but what would they enjoy most about the AFL?
I say the AFL has its three F's: fast, fun, and affordable. That's what it
is. That last one, that's big.
That is very big. Now, when you go to an Arena Football game and you bring your family, you don't feel like you just spent a paycheck. You know, and you're getting some fast action, you're getting high octane action, and you're getting, you know, activation from throughout the whole arena that you don't get in the outdoor game. You don't have the fan engagement. You don't have the music, the kids, the, you know, the whole lights, the whole shebang. You don't have that. And the players are engaged because they're right there with the fans. In the NFL, you know, there's walls up that don't get crossed, barriers that don't get touched. Well, in arena football, that's not the case. You know, I'm jumping over this table to catch a ball. I need you to catch me while I'm doing it. But it's that type of interaction, that type of, as I said before, fun, fast, affordable, that arena football brings. And it's still football. Guys are still getting hit. Guys are still blocking, tackling. But the scoring is a lot looser rules.
I was going to say, for a defensive guy, probably an adjustment.
Yes, I'm still getting used to seeing 60 points and you win a game. But, you know, and they let the guys celebrate. Obviously, from, you know, the touchdown celebrations, you can see anything goes. But as long as it's tasteful, that's a part of what the AFL brand is. And, again, I'm excited to be a part of it.
Derek Brooks is here from KJO. His last thing on arena, and then we're going to talk about K, talk about your jacket and all that good stuff.
Yeah, because you're about to get me fired.
No. It's interesting because you said developmental for the NFL. And the last I looked, Kurt Warner's a couple tables over here. You had trouble chasing him one day in St. Louis, as I remember. I was out of that game when they, you know, you got yours, they got theirs. But he came from that whole background.
Yes.
Had there been no arena football league, he might be wearing a gold jacket soon, and he probably deserves one.
Yes, you know, you would bring up that championship game. You know, we were winning that game 6-5.
I remember.
And Ricky Pohl caught a miracle off the side of his helmet. Who knows? That's the only touchdown he scored that year. But I've gotten over it. But Kurt Warner came through the Iowa Barnstormers, and yes, he developed as a quarterback, starting with arena football, got his chance obviously in the NFL, and didn't look back. So you've got several guys that I've had NFL and AFL careers that are playing, and I want to get back.
Well, he brought a lot of those elements to beating you era. Yeah, that's
especially the quick release. When you think about it, just say the quarterback development. You get a chance to have a third-string practice squad quarterback, for example. Where else can you develop him that's going to throw the ball 98.9% of the time? Arena football.
Sure.
So you want him throwing. Now, yes,
almost like the Ravens offense last year.
Yeah.
You know, it's different angles, different spaces, and that comes with the setup of the game. But the actual what you want him to do to develop is pass the football. That's what's happening. So, yes, there is a lot of space and obviously, you know, some further discussion. But I think the AFL can be a legitimate choice or a legitimate franchise or a legitimate entity when the NFL looks at development league partners.
A lot of credibility from the Hall of Famer, Derek Brooks. You're here for K Jewelers.
Yes.
You going to make me sing?
I'm not going to make you sing because you're going to volunteer. Here's why.
Oh, man. Here's leadership sing. Coming in. We're seeing a locker room leadership now.
You know, we sing.
You're going to tell me what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it.
And K Jewelers, people post videos, sing the jingle. Every kiss begins with K.
Can I pick this up here?
Yes, K will make a $100 donation. Once you put the hashtag, let's get the hashtag right. I don't want to mess it up.
No, I'm getting my reading glasses out.
Yes, no, but the hashtag, Sing for St. Jude Donation.
Sing for St. Jude Donation.
Post that along with a video of you singing the K jingle, and they make a $100 donation on your behalf. Now, listen, as a business person that believes in charity, you may not have that amount of money to give, but you got your time to give.
Sure.
So spend 10 seconds. Sing the jingle, post this hashtag, and they make a donation on your behalf.
You stole Marcus Allen's ring.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's right here. It's Marcus.
I have my own. But
Marcus brought it by the other day.
I was just messing with you. But that's the charity part. And the business part of 14 days from now, let's just face it, for women, it's Christmas again. K can help men serve that purpose by being a good steward on Valentine's Day.
I am aware of February 14th.
Yes.
I am married.
Yes, and the 15th, 16th, 17th, all the way up. But K Jewelers, obviously, number one jewelry store in America, helping guys fulfill their Valentine obligations to their significant other or their wives. And I'm proud to be associated with them because not only their partners are the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but in doing that, all the older living Hall of Famers get the updated ring that we're wearing. And I'm excited for those guys to see when they get to walk around with that big piece of jewelry on their face.
We got a guy that wore a purple jersey that emulated your style and you emulate. Next year, you know, I mean, you know, it's all done, right? I mean, Ray's going to have a jacket in the ring soon, right?
Yes, you know, and this is what I told my good friend. I said, hey, the resume is written, the story is there, but you still got to have somebody tell it. So, yes, you still got to get presented. And
Love watching him play?
Oh, yeah. We you know, being from Florida.
Right,
We grew up watching each other play, and then when we played, we pushed each other. I'm talking about it was every week, man. We calling, hey, what you do this week? What did you do? Then we go check each other's stats.
I can hear Ray doing that.
When we play common opponents, we shared notes against common opponents. But, yeah, my good friend, I called him Five Deuce. Still today, man, we still teaching each other. He always say I'm teaching him more than he teaching me. But, again, I'm excited for that friendship. And I'm not, you know, until you go through the process, you know, just me and Ray, us being us, you don't count those chickens, man, before they hatch. You know, get excited about going through the process, and absolutely, I expect him to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, we think he's deserving.
Yes.
He was pretty good.
Yes, indeed.
Do you like where the linebacker position's heading in the NFL? I mean, you know, you coming out of college and Ray, mm-hmm. not the biggest guys in the world.
Right.
But you're seeing more athletic. You're seeing 225-pound linebackers today.
Yes.
And it's just – and the passing game especially,
right.
That coverage is just critical.
I like that athleticism, but the game today, you know, when you're getting so much of these offenses, you're now starting to get, you know, the smaller guys that are rushing the passer too and call them linebackers, i.e.
Sure.
Von Miller's that's
sure.
impact players. So as long as the position continues to have impact, whether you're 225 – wheel linebacker as Derek Brooks, or whether you're 235, you know, grow into a 245-pound body Ray Lewis, as long as the linebacker position is impacting the game, I'm satisfied. And I can enjoy that from a 3-4 guy that's rushing the passer like T-Sizzle, or I can enjoy watching Lavonte David in Tampa. Very different styles, but they both impact the game.
Derek Brooks is a Hall of Famer. He's here on behalf of K Jewelers. The hashtag is Sing for St. Jude's. I'm feeling a little hoarse.
Sing for St. Jude donation. Hashtag Sing for St.
Sing
Jude.
For St. Jude, Jude donation. All right.
Yes. And Kay will donate $100 on your behalf.
All right. We got that right? We're going to do this now?
Yes. Here we go. One, two.
Every kiss begins with K.
You're right, holding that
guys,
last.
Guys, listen. You're embarrassing me. We got to hold out. Let's hold the last note, okay? Follow my lead.
All right.
I need a little water. Hold on.
Me.
Clear the throat. Clear the pipes. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
One, two.
Every kiss begins with K.
My guy.
Yeah.
My
guy. Right. That's how it's done.
Yes.
Derek Brooks, give it up, my man. There he goes. Derek Brooks, Hall of Famer
Derek.
Here. Be on behalf of K Jewelers,
Sing for St. Jude donation. Hashtag sing.
When this isn't
for
written
Saint
down
Jude
right
donation.
In front of me, it's why I wear the reading glasses. I'm glad. That's why I got you. It's what a team's about.
Thank you. And obviously, I appreciate your testimony, man, about your wife and staying Sega strong.
Hey, when you come up, come on up and see a ball game.
I will absolutely be on the trip to come to Washington and Baltimore.
Toss me a note. We got
again.
Big plans to help
yes.
them. I mean, it says Baltimore on it, and my friends own the team. We're going to do
make
our
it work.
Best. We want to make it work.
It.
Thank you, guys.
You got it. There he goes, Derek Brooks, Hall of Famer. We're live on the Super Bowl Radio Row. It is Super Bowl 51. We're down here in Houston at the George Rufus Brown Convention Center. You can find anything you miss out in the Bayou Toyota Audio Vault, as well as at WNSTV's YouTube channel and our Facebook Live as well. We're on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and Instagram, and Luke answers all fan mail at Luke@WNST.net, as well as Baltimore Luke on Twitter. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore sports.